Very good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours headlines. President Hichilema directs security agencies to maintain peace during elections. Zambia on alert as DRC battles Ebola, and in international news, driver of car section tested positive for drugs. Thai police say.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed all law enforcement agencies to remain on high alert and ensure a peaceful environment before, during and after the elections. President Hichilema says that law-abiding citizens are assured of the state's full protection throughout the entire electoral process. The president has also assured the nation that Zambia will remain peaceful, orderly and secure as the country enters the official campaign period. President Hichilema says that democracy remains robust, debate and the free exchange of ideas, and he has warned that any action threatening peace, unity, public order or national security will not be tolerated. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the head of state says the law will be applied firmly, fairly and without favor to all citizens, regardless of political affiliation or social standing. President Hichilema further stated that any individual or group found wanting by the law, regardless of political persuasion, including members of the UPND, will face the consequences of their actions. Government through the Zambia National Public Health Institute has intensified national preparedness measures and activated the National Public Health Emergency Operations Center at grade 2 alert status following the declaration of the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo as a public health emergency of international concern. And Zambia has placed 6 priority provinces, namely Copperbelt, Lwakhula, Northwestern, Northern Central and Mutinga under heightened surveillance. Minister of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lusinde, said enhanced screening measures, including thermal screening and health questionnaires, have been strengthened at major points of entry, particularly Kasumbalesa and Nakonde border post. Dr. Lusinde said Zambia's borders remain open for trade and travel in line with the international health regulations. He has further disclosed that on 13 May 2026, a 46-year-old woman from Kasubu block formed in Mwanza district, Copperbelt province, was admitted and isolated at Rain International Referral Hospital after presenting symptoms consistent with a hemorrhagic illness, including severe nosebleeds, vomiting of blood, and extreme weakness. Dr. Lusinde said the patient remains clinically stable and is receiving supportive treatment under strict infection prevention and biosecurity measures, adding that the blood sample returned negative for both Ebola and Marburg virus diseases. He has added that rapid response teams have identified and placed 70 contacts in Mwanza and Ndola under daily 21-day symptom and temperature monitoring with no secondary symptoms reported so far. The Anti-Corruption Commission has expressed disappointment over remarks attributed to outgoing Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe, who reportedly suggested that there is nothing wrong with public officials receiving talk time or gifts from members of the public as appreciation for services rendered. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communication, Chilufya Chisanga, said the Anti-Corruption Act defines corruption as the soliciting, giving or receiving all gratification, including bribes or personal inducements. Mr. Sanga has explained that gratification may include casual gifts, except for casual gifts that are modest, unsolicited, seasonal and not linked to official duties. She has warned that bribes are often disguised as tokens of appreciation after services have been rendered and reminded public officers to uphold high ethical standards. Ms. Kusanga has described the remarks attributed to Dr. Katakwe as unfortunate, saying they risk encouraging public officers to accept rewards in exchange for services contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act. Russia since urged the public officers to disregard the remarks and adhere strictly to the code of ethics for the public service and local government. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue has urged the political parties to adopt more women in winnable constituencies ahead of the August general elections. Speaking during a stakeholders' dialogue on women's adoption and democratic rights, the TID chairperson, Jason Senge, said barriers to women's full participation in politics still persist despite progress made in promoting women's rights. Ambassador Msenge has noted that many women continue to face discrimination, violence, unequal access to resources and limited representation in leadership positions at local, provincial and national levels. She has stressed the need for deliberate action by political parties to ensure more women are adopted for elected positions in order to strengthen inclusive democratic governance.
Women must not only be adopted anywhere to compete for the 2026, for the 226 parliamentary seats that are available around the country. Our hope is that for starters, political parties must gear priority as well as for women to be adopted in winnable constituencies or seats of the party's choice so that their burdens are lessened further.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says the Lobito Corridor is key to Zambia's ambition of becoming a transport and logistics hub in southern Africa, describing it as a strategic route linking the country to regional and global markets. Speaking at the launch of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime Project on promoting economic development, trade facilitation and a responsible business environment along the Lobito Corridor, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha said the initiative aims to unlock shared prosperity, strengthen cross-border infrastructure and create decent jobs. Mr. Kabesha said government is committed to ensuring the corridor is governed by the rule of law, where agreements are honored, investments protected and communities benefit from economic growth.
Governments of Japan and all cooperating partners in supporting a project that seeks direct the future of regional integration, economic transformation and sustainable development in our rural region. Ladies and gentlemen, a bigger corridor is far more than a transport route. It is a strategic economic lifeline with potential to redefine trade, investment, industrial growth, and regional cooperation across southern and central Africa.
Meanwhile, United Nations Resident Coordinator Beatrice Mufali said the project aligns with Zambia's Vision 2030, the 8th National Development Plan, the African Continental Free Trade Area, and the Sustainable Development Goals. And Japanese Ambassador to Zambia, Mikami Akikeru, noted that while the project is significant, the corridor still faces challenges such as illicit financial flows, tax evasion, smuggling, porous borders, and inconsistent law enforcement. Train involved in a fatal collision with a public bus in Bangkok has tested positive for drugs and been charged with reckless driving, authorities say. The collision, which happened at the Asoke Jin Bayang railway crossing on Saturday afternoon, saw the train crash into a public bus that had come to a stop on the railway track. The bus burst into flames, killing 8 people and injuring dozens. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Trump has again threatened Iran.